seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners, and I'm your host, Mahdi. We're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, and he was also the seventh divinely appointed Imam among the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam led a life which was in balance and harmony with that of the Prophet Muhammad, his great-great-grandfather. His life and the life of Imam al-Kazim was in the line and the direction of the Prophet Muhammad. And of course, the life of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was a strict adherence and obedience of Islam. In so many different ways, whether it was his ethics, his morals, his behaviors, his actions, his statements, we find that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the copy of the Holy Prophet Muhammad of Islam, the messenger of Allah. Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam led an upright, righteous and noble life. These are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام عند قبر حضرة: إن شيئا هذا آخره لحقيق أن يزهد في أوله، وإن شيئا هذا أوله لحقيق أن يخاف آخره.
Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam, while standing at a graveside, stated, "Indeed, something that ends with this is worthy of its beginning, being spent in abstemiousness. And indeed, something that begins with this is worthy of its end, being feared with apprehension."
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us on the program. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. When we're talking about the interesting and beautiful conversations of the seventh divinely appointed Imam, Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam, we find that there are some stories from his childhood which are truly incredible and amazing. One example of this story from his childhood, which deals with the conversation, has been reported by Safwan al-Jammal. Now, this individual, Safwan, has said that I, at one point in time, asked Abu Abdullah, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, about the leader of this affair after him.
So in this conversation, Safwan asks Imam Jafar as-Sadiq alayhi salam, who is going to be the divinely appointed leader, the divinely appointed imam after Imam Jafar as-Sadiq alayhi salam. So Imam Jafar as-Sadiq alayhi salam replies that the leader of this affair, the seventh divinely appointed imam, is one who does not fool and play. So Safwan says that while the sixth divinely appointed imam, Imam Jafar as-Sadiq alayhi salam, was relating this story to me, Abul Hasan Musa ibn Ja'far was a young boy at the time, and he came towards us along with a group of young sheep. Safwan says that I heard Imam Musa ibn Ja'far alayhi salam address the young sheep saying, "Prostrate to your Lord." After Imam Musa ibn Ja'far alayhi salam said this statement of "prostrate to your Lord," Imam Jafar as-Sadiq alayhi salam came to Imam Musa ibn Ja'far, took him up and embraced the young child, and then said to him, "May my father and mother be ransom to you, O you who do not fool and play." And so, in this conversation between Safwan al-Jammal and Imam Jafar as-Sadiq alayhi salam and Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kadhim alayhi salam, we find that the seventh divinely appointed successor in the household of the Holy Prophet was mentioned clearly for all. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, the program Dialogue. I'm Attar, the producer of this program, and at this moment, I want you to listen to a shorter speech by Sheikh Abbas Mirza about Imam Musa al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
For about 20 years, the seventh Imam, Imam Musa Kazim alayhi salam, was in the service of Imam Jafar as-Sadiq alayhi salam. Imam Musa Kazim alayhi salam's mother, who was a Moroccan origin, was also a very renowned and pious personality who have definitely contributed in the purity of the sixth Imam as well. When we look at the period, the political period, at that time, we find that Imam have attended or Imam faced about six tyrannical khulafa. Sajjah, who was known to be the most furious, the blood-sucking khalifa of that time, because the period is where we are seeing the downfall of the Umayyads and the coming to power of the Abbasids. So it's a time where there is a lot of turmoil. Everyone who is about to lose the power want to be extremely furious, extremely, you know, bloodthirsty, want to rule with the iron fist so that they could save the power. And the tyrants and the oppressors and the khulafa who wants to come to power, once again responding or trying to come to power with the iron fist as well. So it was Sajjah, and then after that it was Mansur al-Dawaniqi, who was also a very cruel, cunning figure in the Islamic history, who have even brought Imam from Medina to Baghdad. And as soon as Imam was summoned, basically forced to come, and there is that very famous dua of Imam Kazim alayhi salam that we have in Mafati and also in other dua books, which reflects that unique understanding of the Imam in regards to Tawheed, in regards to Tawheedi principles. That dua is fascinating and amazing. Highly recommend to be recited on the 25th of Rajab.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at farstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.